Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by Women Speakers Magazine, the magazine for meeting planners and professional speakers. To find out more, please call 770-460-5995. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Carolyn McKenzie about her upcoming mental health fair and walk on this Saturday, May 16th. At the Morehouse School of Religion in Atlanta, Georgia. My guest today is the founder and president of Mental Health in the African American Community, Inc. She is a graduate, a proud graduate, I might add, of the University of West Georgia, where she earned a BA in business administration. Her organization is a grassroots program which provides mental and behavioral health education, awareness, support, and referral services to African-American families and the professionals serving them. We're so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is committed to breaking the chains and removing the stigma of mental health in the African-American community. Ms. Carolyn McKenzie, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Spark Plug. I'm so delighted. You know, I love what you and your wife do to help promote women in business and just people in general.
Well, you know something, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Are you ready to do it again?
Yes, I'm ready. I am ready.
All right. Well, tell our listeners, what is Mental Health in the African American Community, Inc.?
Mental Health in the African American Community is a 501c3 agency. It's a national organization. We're based in Stockbridge, Georgia. And it's an agency that is designed to offer solutions to the mental illness epidemic that's running rampant throughout our communities, not only in the African-American community, but throughout the entire community. It's just that my primary focus right now is the African-American population. Our program is racially inclusive. We are getting ready to use our same programs, but for different ethnic populations, mental health in the Asian community, mental health in the Indian community, mental health in the Latino community, and et cetera.
So why is your organization so very important and critical today?
Well, it's personal for me. It's very, very personal for me because almost 4 years ago, on June 14, 2011, at 5:30 a.m., my life changed. I was in the shower, and my niece, my daughter, was having a mental meltdown, which is why I told her husband to bring her up here. And she was here for 4 days, and that particular morning on June 14th, I was in the shower, and she opens the shower door, and she's standing there with the largest butcher knife from my kitchen. Long story short, she stabbed me several times. She choked me almost to death, and she killed herself. So when I was in the hospital recovering, I made a decision to turn my pain to purpose. I made a decision to keep her alive because the thought of not having her a part of my life, because we were inseparable, and the thought of me not being in her life and her not being in my life, would just, I couldn't accept that. So I chose to keep her close to me by creating Mental Health in the African American Community. And the reason why this agency is so important is because people can identify, African Americans can identify, first of all, with the name. There are so many people suffering in silence. Suffering in silence. African Americans need help. They're afraid to ask for it because of the stigma. They're afraid to even go see a mental health provider and use their insurance because they're afraid that their name will be tagged with mental illness. So our agency is so important. The media is so instrumental in getting people to open up and call us. So that's why mental health in the African-American community is so important, because we're saving lives, we're changing lives, enhancing lives, providing resources for families who are taking care of loved ones who have mental illness. We teach families coping skills and intervention strategies so they know what to do, how to help their loved ones who have mental illness.
Well, you mentioned earlier that mental health in the African-American community is a national organization. Let's talk about the national exposure you've gotten in Heart and Soul magazine that published your story, Pain to Purpose. What did this kind of massive exposure do for your organization's presence in our environment today?
Well, right off the bat, it just gave us a lot of program equity. I tell you, it's incredible. When you get media exposure on that level, corporations tend to take a closer look at what you're doing. And so that's what we need. We need corporations to take a closer look. And just as importantly, we were exposed to millions and millions of readers who had never heard about us before. So now we're in a position to take our program in more cities around the country. Not that we weren't doing that before, because last year we launched our program in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're excited to let your listeners know that we'll be doing the same mental health fair and walk on May 30th in Jacksonville. Ours here is May 16th. But that type of media exposure, Sparkplug, just like yours, yours is international. It just gets us out there, gets the word out there so people can get help. And then it also gets the word out there so we could get volunteers. It gets the word out there so we can get sponsors. It gets the word out there so we can get donors, so we can keep pushing this agenda.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your mental health fair and walk. How can people register for it?
Well, they can go online to mentalhealthfair.com, mentalhealthfair.com, or they could come that day. We will have a on-site registration table, and it's going to be held at Morehouse School of Religion, which is located on the ITC campus. The address is 700 MLK Jr. Drive, that's Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. That's Morehouse School of Religion, located on the ITC campus. The address is 700 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. We're still looking for sponsors. We're looking for more volunteers. We're looking for vendors and donors and, of course, walkers.
So how can they get involved today?
Well, today they can call me on my cell phone, 770-873-4496.
Give that out again.
Okay, 770-873-4496. Our goal is to register 500 walkers. Now, if you don't want to walk, we have a lot of activities that are free: mental health screenings, mental health educational sessions, a fashion talent show, children's play area, private HIV testing, blood pressure screening, and the list goes on. We have tons of vendors coming from different places. We have a food vendor coming all the way from Miami, Florida. So we're going to have social service agencies there sharing resources. We're going to have jewelry vendors. We're going to have body butter genders. And it's just going to be a day filled with fun and activity. So our goal is to have 500 walkers and 500 people to come through. So the total attendance goal is 1,000. And I know this radio station is going to help us make that happen.
I believe so, because you had about, 250, 300 last year, right?
Yes, last year we had over 200. It was about 250 people, and you were there with your big, beautiful presence with People You Need to Know magazine. Just made us just look so important.
All right. Well, tell our listeners the location, the address, and the time of your mental health fair and walk.
Okay. May 16th, Saturday, May 16th, from 9 a.m. until 4. The location, Morehouse School of Religion, which is on the ITC campus. The address, 700 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. And you can call me, 770 770-873-4496. That's 770-873-4496. Go on the website, mentalhealthfair.com. mentalhealthfair.com. I am going to see you there Saturday. I know I am. And bring out some friends and family.
Now, what time does the walk start and what time does the mental health fair start?
Okay, this is the run of the day quickly. We get there around 6:30 that morning. The vendors come at 8. The opening ceremony is going to be at 9. At 9:45, we do the warm-up exercise for those who want to walk. The walk is from 10 until 12, or, you know, some people will get back quicker or later. But from 10 to 12, the people who don't want to walk, they will be entertained. They can go to mental health screenings. They can go to mental health educational sessions. They can get blood pressure screening, HIV testing, and everything. Now, when we come back from the walk, that's when we're going to have the fashion talent show, and then followed by Boom Shock Fitness. Then the afternoon at 1 p.m., we do a repeat of the workshops, the mental health screenings, the HIV testing, the blood pressure screening, and et cetera. But the children's play area will be open all day. And our director of entertainment, Nita Dawson, she has a lineup of entertainment who's going to be performing throughout the entire day.
All right. Now, at your event, you'll have plenty of dignitaries who will be making remarks during the opening ceremony. Tell us about them. Who are they?
Oh, yes, we have Alan Wiley. He's coming from the National Pan-Hellenic Council. We have Dr. Carrie Norris from Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority. We have Larry Johnson coming from DeKalb County Board of Commissioners. We have Dr. Terrence Calloway from New Life Academy. Willie Whipple, a local investment counselor, a financial analyst. And the list goes on. We are so excited. We have Synergy, Roxy Hall from Jacksonville, Florida. She has a women empowerment organization. And we are going to have so much fun that day. Book Bank Foundation, Anthony Jackson, who's one of our biggest collaborating partners, Anthony Jackson from Book Bank Foundation, Simply United Together, James Jones. So we got a lot of people coming that day to offer their support.
Well, tell us about some of your sponsors.
Oh, we are so glad to have Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority come on board. And Amerigroup, Amerigroup was the first one to come on board last December. Corman Research, by the way, Dr. Nathan Shapiro, he's going to be one of the speakers also. Corman Research is a sponsor. And then we have several in-kind sponsors. The radio stations are so supportive, WIGLO, Radio 1, KISS 104, and the list goes, Spark Plug, of course, and then Heart and Soul. That's our biggest media sponsor, Heart and Soul. And we have lots of collaborating partners. We have the Georgia Mental Health Consumer Network. We're working with Fulton County Department of Health Services. We're working with NAMI. We're just working with so many different groups.
Now, so are these some of your community partners?
Yes, sir. Yes, Georgia Mental Health Consumer Network, we're working with NAMI, we're working with Fulton County Department of Health Services, we're working with the Housing Authority, we're working with churches, we gave a presentation to Tabernacle Praise, the National Pan-Hellenic Council. Oh, the list goes on and on and on.
Okay. Now, is there a price associated with the fair or the walk?
The registration fee for the walk is only $25, and that's a donation. The walkers will get a T-shirt, water, fruit, and protein snacks. All the other activities, the mental health fair is free. The fashion talent show, the children's play area, the mental health screenings, the mental health educational sessions, the HIV testing, the blood pressure screening. And one of my volunteers told me the other day that Everest College is going to be there giving free massages.
Wow.
So you can't lose. You can't lose.
So you get all this for free.
All this for free. And if you want to walk, the registration fee is $25. And we'll have T-shirts for sale, too, that day. If you want to get your collector's T-shirt, because we are going to do this mental health fair all over the United States. We are making history, and Spark Plug is helping us make history. Mental health fair, everybody has a health fair with blood pressure screening and diabetes and et cetera. But our focus is mental health, which is why we will have mental health screenings for depression, bipolar, schizophrenia. So come out that day. If you don't want to walk, buy your T-shirt, because that T-shirt will be a collector's item. Vanguard Solutions in Jacksonville, Florida, designed the T-shirt. It is off the chain. At the bottom, it has in bold, Atlanta, Georgia, has mental health fair, then the logo, and then remove the stigma, break the chains of silence, 2015, and then Atlanta, Georgia. So you want to get a T-shirt because you want to have that collector's item. You want to be able to say, I was at the first walk, because we did our first mental health fair last year. This is our first walk. And this is our first T-shirt. We didn't have T-shirts last year. So if you don't want to walk, just come and buy a T-shirt for $10.
Well, Carolyn, what is Carmen Research?
Oh, Carmen Research has been around for 40 years. They do clinical trials. They do a lot of research. And one of the main reasons why I'm so excited about working with Carmen Research is because one of our initiatives, one of Mental Health and African American Community Initiatives, is to get more African Americans involved in clinical trials. See, Spark Plug, African Americans do not metabolize medicine the same way our Caucasian counterparts. So the medicine is a cookie-cutter medicine for all ethnic groups. Each ethnic group processes, metabolizes medicine based on their genetic makeup and their culture. And so partnering with them is going to put us in a position to get the pharmaceutical companies to start making medicine for African Americans and for Indians, for Asians, for each ethnic population. And we're excited about that. And they will be there doing a workshop on why it is important to become a subject in a clinical trial. And you know you can get paid for participating in clinical trials.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would you like to see mental health in the African American community in the next 2 to 4 years?
Wow. And I know next year we will be in 10 cities. We're in 2 cities now. We'll be in 10 cities in 2016. By 2020, we should be in every major city in the United States, 3 countries, and some of the rural communities. The reason why we want to go into the rural communities is because they're so underserved. It's as if all the resources should be going to metropolitan cities. That is so not fair. And my baby grew up and was living in Fitzgerald, Georgia, which is rural South Georgia. I grew up in a rural community. So we are going to launch the first rural program in Fitzgerald, Georgia this fall.
All right. Well, Carolyn, who are some of the members of your team that you would like to say thank you to while you're on the air this morning?
Oh, Kiana Curry, who's my goddaughter, and my personal assistant, Vernita Howard. Shorter University sent me 5 interns, Tammy, Walicia, Janae, Sharina, and Clarice. I couldn't have done it without you. Then we have a lot of elected officials who's been supporting me. Congressman David Scott, State Representative Valencia Stovall, City Council members Regina Ward and City Council member LaKeisha Gantt, and so many others, State Representative Roger Bruce, and Board of Commissioners Larry Johnson, and then Henry County Board of Commissioners, Mr. Smith, and the mayor of Stockbridge, very supportive. I mean, it's Mr. Thompson. I'm sorry, I apologize, Mr. Thompson. He's the chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Henry County. And then Tim is the mayor, Rich. He tells us all the time, call me Mayor Tim. So that's why I'm informal with his name. We call him Mayor Tim. He's very personable and very approachable. So we're excited about the support that we're getting from elected officials. And then Dr. William Hill, he's one of our founding board members for Mental Health in the African American Community. He created the Spiritual Care Committee because we realized that, you know, we have to approach this thing from more than one, you know, dimension. We have to approach it clinically. emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and physically.
Dr. Keisha
Holden is our chairperson. She's at Morehouse School of Medicine and David Satcher Health Leadership Institute. Dr. Keisha Holden is our founding chairperson.
All right. Well, what about some of the people over at the Georgia International Convention Center you told me about, the folks over at Heart and Soul, and some of the people over at the Morehouse School of Religion?
Yes. Oh, my God. Reverend Slaughter is our vice chairperson. He is the dean of Morehouse School of Religion. He's hosting this thing, and they're donating all of this space. And then the city of College Park, Terrence Moore, the city manager, his director of economic development, Artie Jones, and the manager of the Georgia International Convention Center, Mercedes Miller, they surprised me 3 months ago and told me that they were going to donate billboard space on their marquee at the Georgia International Convention Center. I think they have two or three slides that are flash. 22,000 people see those ads every day, and they've been up since March 16th. You do the math. So we're excited. We've gotten a lot of support. City Councilman C.T. Martin, he's coming Saturday. Atlanta City Councilman C.T. Martin, he's coming Saturday to present a proclamation from Mayor Reeves and to read a letter that Atlanta Mayor Reed wrote. So we're so excited. We got a lot of things to be grateful for. You know, today's my niece's birthday, by the way.
We don't want to forget about the people over at Heart and Soul magazine, because not only did they put you in the magazine, they also put you on the website.
Yes, twice. They put them on the website twice. Anita is the editor-in-chief of Heart and Soul magazine. She supported us when we did the pageant, Miss USA Sports Bar pageant in Atlanta, our very first one. She gave us a big online write-up. Then she did the two-page article. Go to any newsstand, Walmart, Kroger, Publix, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens. Go buy the magazine, Heart and Soul magazine. They're being bought like crazy. So I go in the store and I can't find them because people are buying them. And she did another online big write-up. She did research and got a video footage that I hadn't even seen yet of me talking in Jacksonville, Florida at a meeting. So, Anita, I love you so much. I love the AJC. I love Noreen Cochran, who's over at the South Metro Neighbors. She's been writing about us for the last 2 years, almost on a weekly basis. And the Henry Herald, the Henry Times, all of you guys, Creative Loafing, the Clay News Daily, all of you guys have been so, so supportive. And we love the media. Twanda Black, she aired my interview yesterday. She was the first person, the first radio personality to interview me in July 2011, a couple of weeks after the tragedy. So they've been following us for 4 years, and they've been helping us also.
Wow. Well, I tell you, it seems like everyone in Metro Atlanta and beyond is on board to help you promote mental health in the African-American community.
Well, we're grateful, Spark Plug. You know, I put my whole life into this. You know, I left my government job December 2013, and I made a commitment to use every talent, every skill, every class that I took in college, every fiber of my being. I made a decision to focus and pour my energies into making this into one of the most phenomenal nonprofit agencies that the world has ever seen.
Well, tell you what, tell us a little bit more about your the Miss Sports Bar pageant.
Oh, yeah. Miss USA Sports Bar pageant. The theme is using pageantry to raise awareness of mental illness, We are going to partner with sports bars throughout Metro Atlanta and throughout the United States. We're recruiting 10 contestants per sports bar, and these contestants are going to be representative of women with superclass. We're not, you know, recruiting women to do twerking and stuff like that. This is a first-class pageant. They will embody confidence, class, grace, poise, charm. They will be very articulate because they have to go out and be a spokesperson for mental health in the African-American community and the sports board that they won, that they represent. They will become advocates. Their platform will be mental health. Our first winner, Whitney Brown, is now famous. She was famous overnight. Heart and Soul has her picture in the magazine. Heart and Soul has her picture on their online magazine twice. And she's been in local newspaper write-ups. Everybody has her picture on Facebook, their Facebook, and Twitter, Instagram. So, and she is so humble. She is so humble. She moved here from New Orleans as a result of Katrina catastrophe. You see what happens? She had no idea that she would end up being the first winner of our pageant and being all over the place in the media, in the spotlight, and she's signing autographs. She'll be on hand that day to sign autographs. On
beautiful.
May
16th. Now, before we bring this interview to a close, we want to get your website, your phone number again, and how can people connect with you on Facebook?
Okay. They can connect with us on Facebook. You do facebook.com, that little / MHIAAC, facebook.com, the / MHIAAC. Go to mentalhealthfair.com, mentalhealthfair.com, and register to walk today. You can register to be a vendor until tomorrow. You could come out that day at Morehouse School of Religion, located on the ITC campus. The address is 700 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. The opening ceremony starts at 9 a.m., but vendors have to get there 8. Register walkers have to show up at 8. On-site walkers have to show up at 8. Just come out that day. You can call me, 770-873-4496, 770-873-4496. We'll see you on Saturday, May 16th at Morehouse School of Religion.
And what time do you want your vendors there?
8 a.m., because I know you're going to be there, Spark Plug. You've already gone over there and picked out your
most
spot.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, Ms. Carolyn McKenzie, founder and president of Mental Health in the African Mental Health in the African American Community, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. And tell the midgets I say hello.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter spotlight on women business owners like Ms. Carolyn McKenzie. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another brilliant job behind the scenes. And once again, we were talking with Ms. Carolyn McKenzie about her upcoming mental health fair and walk on this Saturday, May 16th at the Morehouse School of Religion in Atlanta, Georgia. Come out and pick up a copy of our magazine, because People You Need to Know magazine will be there with our beautiful custom-made tent. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio and the mental health fair and walk that's going to be held this Saturday at Morehouse School of Religion in downtown Atlanta. Come on out. We'll love to see you there. Until next time, we'll see you then.